Well, good morning. We've had another walkthrough practice that I think was productive for us. It seems like the schedule that we put in place is working pretty good for us, being able to have our walkthroughs in the morning, have our meetings in the morning, then come back in the afternoon, and actually some of the things we've talked about, go back and execute those in live practices. So far, so good with this schedule. The weather has cooperated, although I think it's going to be a little bit warmer today than it has been, but our players have responded. They're working extremely hard. So I think we're making some headway. We still have a lot of work to get done, but we're making some progress as a team.
How much will John's absence maybe affect or amplify Rhett's role for the next couple weeks?
It'll have some effect for Rhett, but for all the other tight ends as well. It'll probably increase their snaps, which is not a bad thing. We'd like to see Mickey Shula, see how he does. We like to see Allen Reisner, see how he does, as well as Rhett and Kyle. We still want to make sure he continues to progress in his second training camp. So it's not a bad thing that those guys are going to get increased reps.
What did you learn from the MRI?
It confirmed what the doctors initially thought, sprained MCL. So it's going to be, maybe a week or two before we actually get him back out there. A lot of it will be dependent on his pain tolerance. Hopefully in the next week or two, maybe 2 weeks at the most, we'll have him back.
Was that kind of random, or do you think that could have been prevented?
Whether we were in pads or not, or I don't know if it would have really mattered. He was blocking someone, and another guy fell on the back of his leg, and that tends to happen sometimes when you're doing drills. It can happen. Legs get caught up, guys trip up and fall. So I don't know if it would have really mattered whether we were in pads or not in pads in that situation.
Significance of not having him out there for the next couple weeks, 2 weeks.
Well, there are a lot of reasons you'd like to have him. His veteran presence, we like to have that, and the fact that he's been successful in our league, he kind of sets an example for some of the young guys we have playing the position. And you lose that veteran presence on the field, although he'll still be in meetings. And the fact that it's a new offense for him, the terminology, being able to not just hear it in the meetings, but go out and actually practice, his movements, where he has to line up at, you missed that part of it. But he's a pro. He'll pay attention, and when he comes back, he'll be ready to go. But you like to have his presence in the huddle and the drills for the young tight ends that we do have.
What have you seen out of Rhett? I mean, what does he offer from the tight end position?
Today, Rhett has been impressive from the opening day when we got back together after when we had our rookie mini camp. Just seeing the way he approaches the game. I don't want to put him too far out there, but he really shows a maturity that you don't always expect from rookies, and maybe that's part of his lineage, having a father who played in the game. But his preparation, his attention to detail, it's second to none. He's a guy who works extremely hard. You can see him after practice, pre-practice, doing things that you would expect a veteran player to be doing to prepare for a meeting or a practice, and then after practice, the tape that he watches. He's been very impressive in the short time we've had him, so we'll see how he continues to progress.
So you probably wouldn't have a lot of apprehension using him in games if needed?
At this point, I would say no. Now, we're extremely early. We haven't lined up against any other opponents, and we've only been here for a short period of time. But some of the things he's done in the time that we've had him really leads you to believe he's going to be a factor in our offense over the course of the year.
Do you know the degree of Carlson's sprain?
Grade 2 MCL, yeah.
Josh Robinson looked like he was still hobbling when he was doing his running yesterday. Has he had a setback at all, or is he just not quite getting close yet?
Actually, we're going to try to take him through a few things today. So we think he's making good progress. So Eric Sugarman and his staff are going to do some things with him on the side to see where he actually is, and we may have him back pretty soon depending on how he works out today. But we think he's making good progress.
Does Antoine look a little rejuvenated this camp so far? I mean, he's been mixing up with Percy and looks to be pretty fresh.
It's a good observation, Jeremy. We were talking about that as a staff just last night. He really seems to be into this training camp more than any other. I mean, you see him out there taking one-on-ones and taking all the reps, and in years past, he'd always be kind of you know, getting himself ready for the season in a different way. But he's taking all the reps. He's doing everything he can to be ready. Now, we'll have to monitor that a little bit. He's not 22 years of age anymore, but he's definitely invigorated in a lot of ways, which is good for our young players in the secondary to see the way he works and the way he's approaching things. It's great for them.
How does, what do you want to get out of Saturday when you had that scrimmage, that first scrimmage? What do you try to get out of that?
I'm looking forward to the fact that we'll have a lot of fans here and we'll be in an environment that'll be not completely similar to what they'll see in our first preseason game, but where they feel the pressure of performing in front of fans in a different light at a night game, along with seeing some of the young guys perform with a little bit different type of atmosphere than what they are seeing right now in practice on a daily basis. So just being able to see how they respond to some of the situations we're going to put them in as much as anything, and then being able to go back, evaluate that tape, and determine, you know, how those guys handle certain situations.
Probably the second half of tomorrow's practice is in the stadium too?
We're looking at doing that, and we're going to make a determination on it this afternoon, yeah.
Les, Marcus Sanford seized an opportunity last year at camp at safety. What's he going to have to do, or has he shown you enough to keep it?
Well, at that position, the safety position, you know, we pretty much made it clear to those guys it's pretty wide open. We want them to compete for the position, both he and Mistral and other guys that are playing the position. Jamarca has done a good job thus far, but it's still too early to declare that that's going to be his job. You know, we still want to give Harrison a chance. We still want to give Robert a chance. We still want to continue to evaluate that position, and we'll see how he progresses as time goes on. As I mentioned before, with Jamarca, we have to be able to see him make some plays on the ball down the field. That's something that we want to see him improve on, and we'll get enough turns here in camp and in the preseason to see if that's happening, and then we'll make a determination as time goes on.
Oh,
off the charts. I mean, he's one of the premier special teams players in the league, and part of that is the way he approaches practice and the energy he brings to the game. And he's one of those guys who is he plays at a high level all the time, and you can always hear him chirping and talking, and the players kind of feed off of that. You know, we all like that energy that he brings.
What are his skills on special teams that really impress you guys?
Well, he's one of those guys that goes 100 miles per hour, so there's never a time where he takes any time off. And if you are an opposing special teams player and you're trying to get your breath, look out, because Jamarca will rock you now. So the energy he brings, he carries that over to the way he plays. I mean, he plays lights out, and he's a guy who is a compact guy, but he's extremely strong. He runs a 4.3, 4.4 40, so he's a fast, strong, quick guy. And those guys are usually pretty good on special teams.
Les, is there anything you've seen from Antoine that, where he's helped Percy? Because it seems like, you know, Percy, they'll go back and forth, and Percy was talking about how he asked Antoine, what have you seen that I was telegraphing? And
I think his experience lining up against Percy for that reason has helped Percy as a route runner. That was one of the areas that Percy wants to improve on, is his route running. And to go against a veteran corner like Antoine, who's had so much success against so many great wide receivers, it can't do anything but help him to get feedback from Antoine. And of course, the fact that Antoine wants to take those reps this early in training camp is good for us. It's good for him, which should improve his play. I know one of the concerns with Antoine is that we don't just pigeonhole him as a slot corner, that we don't just remove him from having the ability to line up outside and play corner. And he's showing in these one-on-ones that he can still get out and match up at times with wide receivers.
Allen has talked about using this hockey philosophy lineup and sort of a line change with the defensive front and rotating eight guys. Your thoughts on the philosophy and also the depth there?
Well, we do feel like we have good depth on the defensive line, and being able to rotate those guys and keep them fresh, in particular Jared and Brian Robson, that's a big deal. Kevin, you know, he's getting a little bit older. We need to be able to rotate him, not have him to play, you know, 80 to 90% of the downs. And part of that is, what kind of depth do you have? And we think we have good depth, so why not, you know, have a rotation system going so we can have them fresh in the fourth quarter? We thought that really hampered us at times a season ago, so we want to learn from that and try to, if we have the right kind of depth that we think we have, to get a rotation going, which should keep us fresher over the course of four quarters.
You want to lessen some of those snaps on the edge. How tempting was it to keep Everson there, or is the theory that you can just kind of bring him back when need be?
You know, we're still going to, in third down situations, let him get down and be a pass rusher and even drop some time, because he showed the ability a season ago to help us in some of our three down stuff. So we're not going to get away from that. But to give ourselves the competition we wanted at the outside linebacker position and also look at increasing his snaps. We thought that that was something that was worth doing at this time of the year and make a determination how, you know, how well he can play that position on a consistent basis, the linebacker position. We know what it can do as a pass rusher. We're not going to get away from that. But if he can help us at linebacker, if he can make that position better, especially the outside linebacker position, it makes us a better defense.
Ron Simpson's got kind of an interesting personality. Have you seen that rub off on any of the other receivers?
He does have an interesting personality. I mean, he's another guy who brings some energy. Doesn't say a whole lot, but when he says something, you know, he has a way of making you smile, some of the things that he has to say. And he's one of those guys who plays lights out in practice, you know, diving for balls, making the hard catches. And but he's one of the guys who messes with those rookies when we're in meetings. You know, we have a policy where we don't haze the rookies, but they have their way of making the rookies let them know what school they attended. So he's one of the ringleaders in doing that. So,
what was your first impression of his exuberance the first time you met him?
You know, when I first met him, you know, part of what I had to get past was some of the things I had read and heard. And when I sat down with him and talked with him, I was extremely impressed with his honesty, the humility that he showed. And then when I brought our players over to just interact with him to see how he would act around them and respond around them, I was even more impressed with the way he handled himself. And he convinced me that he fit in what we're trying to do here in Minnesota. And he hasn't disappointed. I mean, he's done a good job of fitting in and really helping our football team and helping our other receivers as well.
What limits do you put on hazing the rookies?
Well, I really don't want him to haze those rookies. I remember when I was a rookie myself, and I didn't like it a whole lot, and I said, if I ever get in a position where I can control it, I'll try to control it. But, you know, they can get them to sing their college fight songs and some certain things that we allow them to do, but there's a point where, you know, you don't want them to go, where it becomes a little more combative than it becomes fun and games, and, you know, we don't want that. Pardon me?
What's the worst you endured as a rookie?
Just having to sing my college fight song, that was hard. Just doing that, I didn't. But you know, that was probably the worst I had to endure. Yes.
That's the obvious Jasper Brimpey look at the middle linebacker right now.
You know, he's done well. You know, we were hoping to see him come along and do some things because we didn't have him in the offseason and we didn't have him, of course, last season. And so far, so good. We still are early. You know, we've only had two padded practices, and we get a chance to go at it today. But so far, so good. He's doing a good job. He's moving well. Hasn't had to be in the training room for any reason. He had a big hit the other day in practice. So he's doing well at this point.
Coach Hardman mentioned that he sounded like he'd be only used in certain situations on kick returns. Is there anyone that's besides Hardman that stood out for kick returns? I've noticed you've kind of rotated in Jarius Wright, Marcus Sherrills, and Brian Walters a little
bit. Yeah. Well, Brian, of course, did a good job in San Diego when he was there. We want to be able to have him in the rotation, and Jarius is improving, who also may be a candidate for punt return, but Marcus did a good job for us a season ago. So, you know, we'll continue to have those guys available as candidates and monitor when it's the right time to use Percy and when it's not the right time to use him. So we think we have some options when we don't want to put Percy back there, but we have to continue to go through this process, and the preseason will help determine that.
Do you have an idea of how often Percy will be back there right now, or is that still kind of in flux?
Yeah, it'll be more game to game, situation to situation, you know, what's going on, what do we need. You can definitely see a difference when he's the guy returning kicks versus some of the other guys that we have. I mean, it's obvious. But as we've said before, you have to weigh what he gives us from an offensive standpoint as well. And the way he plays, you know, you have to weigh all that when you're making that decision about putting him back there.
All right.
All right, thanks guys.